I want to turn back now to the news happening right here in Times Square, because tonight four of the biggest musicals on Broadway are going to reopen after the longest shutdown for Broadway in history. It is definitely an emotional reopening for theater lovers, for the theater community. But remember, Broadway is also big business. Here's just a taste of what's at stake. They are the blockbusters of Broadway. And tonight, it's curtains up once again for Hamilton, Click, boom. Wicked, Chicago, and The Lion King. An emotional return after 18 months of theaters gone dark.
Broadway's a heartbeat of New York, and I don't think it ever really sunk in until the pandemic. It's really one of the defining things of the city.
And one of the biggest economic drivers. In the season before the pandemic, Broadway contributed $14.7 billion to the New York economy, including a record $1.8 billion in ticket sales.
We all just want to be back watching theater again.
We love the theater so much. I've missed Broadway so much. We're just so excited, and I'm so happy to be here.
In this place where art, commerce, and now science collide, the question remains, will the love of theater be enough to bring the crowds back in full?
I think there's just a great determination that it's going to work and that we're going to make Broadway better, not just as good as it was, but better.
Broadway's back, and we're just pumped to be a part of the beginning.
All right, Broadway is made up of 41 theaters, and in just a few weeks, one of those theaters, the Booth Theater, will be home to the revival of Freestyle Love Supreme. It is the improv hip-hop show co-created by Hamilton's Lin-Manuel Miranda, and I am now here with two of the producers of that show, Jill Furman and Jenny Steingart. Thanks so much for being here with us today.
Nice to be here.
First off, congratulations, because Freestyle Love Supreme was just given a special Tony Award. Jill, tell us what that award is for.
Well, every year there may be categories that are not competitive, and so the Tony Committee can decide on a year-by-year basis whether they want to give special awards for anything. And so we are very lucky and feel so blessed to have gotten one this year.
It's an incredible honor. And, you know, for folks who don't know, before there was Hamilton, before there was In the Heights, there was Freestyle Love Supreme. You were both involved in it 17 years ago. Tell me what it's like bringing that show back to Broadway, especially during a pandemic.
Oh, it's so meaningful. I think that in our wildest dreams, the fact that we were on Broadway to begin with was not anything on anyone's list. It was a small show. It's been almost 18 years of doing it together. And to have the opportunity now in this moment where, because it's such a topical, interactive show, that we can bring it back and the group can address what's happening in the world in real time is really meaningful for everyone.
In an entertaining way.
In a fun, because no
two shows are ever alike.
Never.
Because you're improvising off what the audience is saying to you. Give me a feel for what pre-sale tickets are like. What is demand like right now for Freestyle Love Supreme and also for Hamilton, which was a huge hot ticket before the pandemic?
We're doing really well on both shows. There seems to be a real pent-up demand for wanting to come back and see a Broadway show. So we're really excited, and we're excited for new people to come and check them out, too.
I think I agree with that it's been, for so long, people have been at home, and they're so hungry to get back in a communal experience and be entertained. And so we have been very fortunate with Freestyle and obviously with Hamilton as well for Jill that we see people coming out to see the show.
You know, Broadway producers are certainly not risk averse. You know, it is not a surefire thing when you invest in Broadway. I know that to stage a musical, it's upwards of $10 million. A play is about half that. Jill, are you finding that there is interested money sitting on the sidelines of people wanting to invest in projects?
Absolutely. People are just so happy it's coming back. There's a lot of new material that's being developed that was developed during the pandemic. I think there's a lot of interest. We've got some new people. And we just raised money for Freestyle, and it went
Swimmingly.
Now, do you have a new show that you're going to start getting investment for. Talk to us about that.
Sure. It's a show that's going to start at the Public Theater. It's called Suffs, and it's about the women who got the 19th Amendment passed, which gave us the right to vote, as you know. And, it's a really exciting project.
And I understand it's all female-driven.
It's female-driven, female creator, mostly female creative team, mostly a female or female-identifying or non-binary artists in the cast. It's a pretty exciting, topical show.
That is just awesome. Talk to me about diversity on Broadway. I mean, a lot of people say Hamilton was a game changer in that respect. But how are you, how is the community working to build on that diversity?
Well, I mean, I certainly think it varies from show to show. But I know for sure in the case of Freestyle, that is such a huge part of it's baked into the DNA of the group. Centering voices that aren't necessarily heard from a lot of the time. So I think that our audience has always been deeply diverse, our performers are diverse, and even our producing team is diverse. We have women, we have people of color, our entire team is, you know, all different sorts of folks who are working together to really open up the platform.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about opening up amid a pandemic and the protocols. I'd imagine that adds to the bottom line cost of putting a show on, having to think about these protocols. Talk to me about that challenge and how is the experience going to be different for theatergoers?
Well, it definitely adds to the bottom line because COVID protocols are very expensive. All the testing, we do weekly testing. Everyone involved with the show has to be vaccinated and they do get weekly tests. And anyone who comes to the theater has to be vaccinated, has to show proof of vaccination, and has to wear a mask while in the audience. And anyone under 12 has to show proof of a negative COVID test. So it's a lot to manage, and of course, safety is our number one priority.
Sure.
But we want to be able to do it, and so we're taking every precaution.
Jenny, Broadway's coming back after its longest shutdown ever. How has the pandemic maybe changed the DNA of Broadway going forward?
It's such a good question, and I mean, I think the jury's still out in lots of ways, but I think that, you know, what we've been reminded of when we've all been apart during COVID is that artists are the storytelling aspect of it. As human beings, we look to these artists to help us metabolize how we're feeling, our own grief, our own experiences and emotions. And so I really do think that there's a kind of an intentionality now when people are coming back, that they want to say something, they want to do something that is going to make a difference in the world, even if it means the difference is giving someone 90 minutes of a big smile on their face,
right,
surrounded by other people. That's a really important thing, and I think that that's getting integrated into the way folks are moving forward in the industry.
Speaking of a big smile on your face, Hamilton opens again after 18 months of being dark, but actually it kind of opened just the other night. You had a special opening. Tell us about that, and what did that feel like?
It wasn't actually an opening, but it was an invited dress rehearsal,
okay.
And so it was a full house, and everyone masked, as I said, and it was made up of people associated with the show, friends of friends. We also had first responders in the house, so anyone who you know, helped us get through COVID, we offered tickets to, and it was an absolutely magical night. It was so full of love and joy, and there was not a dry eye in the house, and I'm just excited for it to happen again tonight. I know for the first paying audience, it's going to be incredible again.
What are you most looking forward to now, Jenny, as Broadway opens up again?
I'm looking forward to having shared experiences with other people. Truly. And I actually think we are, as human beings, so resilient. And as much as everyone does feel a level of anxiety going back to the theater, I also think the sense of community is so powerful and is so deeply needed. So for me, it feels a little like, you know, that's like going to church or synagogue, being with your people, being around others, and experiencing a journey together. I really need that personally, and I think other people do as well.
I think we all do. I'm curious if folks within the Broadway community have been accepting of these COVID protocols. Are you getting any pushback? Have things been pretty smooth?
It's been pretty smooth. Again, everyone wants to be as safe as possible. And for the most part, people are adhering to everything. Of course, there may be medical reasons why someone can't get vaccinated or a religious reason. But for the most part, it's gone very smoothly.
Okay, last question to the both of you, to each of you to answer. First, Jenny, to you. A lot of people say New York City really isn't reopened and back until Broadway is back. What does the reopening of Broadway mean to the vitality and economy of this city?
Oh, I mean, the two are so integrally tied together. I think that it is important. It is so important that Broadway reopen because it sends the message to New Yorkers and then to people who will come to New York that we are vibrant, we are vital, we are coming back online, not online as we've all been, but
right.
It's all coming back. And I think that it is a deeply important message to send out into the world that we're here and the art is going to persevere at the end of the day.
Jill, what do you feel about these curtains going back up?
I echo what Jenny said. I am so thrilled. This entire industry was devastated, and it just feels like we see the light at the end of the tunnel. Broadway is the heart and soul of New York City, and the fact that we can open and that there's so much interest, so much pent-up demand, it's a really good harbinger of things to come.
That it is. Jill Furman, Jenny Steingarth. The show is Freestyle Love Supreme. It's a limited engagement. Opens October 7th, running through January 2nd.
Correct.
Thanks so much for being with us. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
All right.